The hour of recess having expired, the Senate will come to order. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, would you ask her to please read them?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2166, entitled An Act Relating Solely to Lobbyist Expenditures, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. Formal calendar. I ask that you call the calendar.
Seeing no objection, the Senate will be on the order of business of third bills for perfection. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 765 be brought before the body.
The Senator from the 15th moves that Senate Bill number 765, with the Senate committee substitute, will be taken up for perfection. As many are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. Does the Senator care to move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute and explain the bill?
Thank you, Madam President. I now move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. For the benefit of this chamber, this is a very simple bill, and I know many of us hear that all the time, but this truly is a very simple bill. Some people have heard of Shark Week. This is S-C-H-M-I-double-T week. Thank you. thank you. I'll be here all night. Sure to tip your waitress. This bill, all it does is, it does something that actually, quite frankly, I think most people that I've talked to in this chamber and beyond thought was already illegal, which is it just bans traffic ticket quotas. The idea that politicians would be directing police forces to write a certain number of traffic tickets every month, I think, is an affront to a lot of things that we hold dear in this state. And this would just codify that into law and say you can't do that. So with that, Mr. or Madam President, I'd be willing to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from 15th. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
To my colleague from the 14th, yes.
Proceed.
Have you heard the news?
What's the news?
The news is that the City of Ferguson has come to a resolution with the Department of Justice.
Okay.
Took months to do that. So now we're going to have cameras in police cars. We're now going to have body cameras. And we're going to have some assists when it comes to domestic situations so that we have more than one officer. It's 131 pages, so I have not gone through it all. However, through all of the hard work it took for the city to get to this point, I'm very glad that we're here. There's still some problems that we are dealing with. You know, like the city prosecutor not understanding Robert's rules of order, number one, and not being communicative with people who are trying to understand the process and the rules that are associated with that process. But I wanted to bring that up because it's a big deal.
Sure.
And it's part of our community building effort. And we should be very watchful of this. As we have been reviewing your language, your bills, and other bills, you know, there are a lot of issues that have come up, and we don't want to put other cities in this kind of situation, but it is also at the same time a lesson, so we never get to this point again. And hopefully, you know, what you are doing does not conflict with the resolution between the City of Ferguson and the DOJ, but I think it is high time that we add on certain levels of engagement so we don't have to get to this point. And it's taken a very long time.
Well, I know you've been very engaged in the community for a long time, but certainly in the last year and a half. And so resolution's always good. Well, I haven't had a chance to review it. I know that the DOJ report that came out about a year ago this time exposed some of the issues that we were trying to address with Senate Bill 5, and I think some of the
They also deal with schools.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that in this resolution. Between the city and the DOJ, they deal with schools and young people. Again, I haven't read through it. My
and maybe we can get an educate. Maybe we get the governor to sign one this year. Who knows? You gave me a look like, please.
Yeah, I gave you that Narth County look. Rolled my eyes, some shade. Anyway, I just hope that there's not a conflict with this. I'm looking, BT, he called me yesterday. I talked to him.
Reverend Rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
BT, and let's see, I didn't talk to Rodney about it, but it's good to move forward. I want you to read through that negotiation, because I don't want it to conflict with this. The other thing is, we need to start dealing with these prosecutors who are playing games with one another to line each other's pockets. And I think that's an illegal thing. One of the things that we heard today from the Chief Justice is that they were not under the state rules. I think that's very important to note.
Well, and the other thing that's true about that too is the Supreme Court, and actually what Chief Judge Breckenridge said, I'm not sure people caught that, but she affirmatively stated that the municipal courts are part of the circuit courts, which the Supreme Court has the ability to regulate, for lack of a better term. And so that can mean a lot of things. That can mean a lot of improvements that can happen from that branch of government. It can also mean different kinds of rules for prosecutors and judges and city attorneys as they weave their way through some of these cities. And I also, and I've told some of the people, obviously as an attorney, I've talked to leadership at the Missouri Bar. I hope the Missouri Bar is active in putting together some more stricter conflict of interest policies for lawyers who are on both sides of the game here.
Absolutely, because it's been an unfair game for too long.
Yep, I agree.
And people have become victims of a game that's being played so that they could line their pockets on the backs of people who are already poor.
I hear you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 765 be adopted. As many are as of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate Committee substitute is adopted. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Madam President. I now renew my motion that the bill, as amended, Senate Bill 765, be perfected and ordered printed.
The senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 765 be declared Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 765 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, as many are of that opinion, the motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm very excited to remind the body and extend a personal invitation to all members and staff to come over to the Capitol Plaza for the Springfield Regional Salute that is already in progress. We invite everyone. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to announce the Veterans Affairs and Health Committee. We'll meet in the Senate lounge in the morning at 8:30. Thank you.
Senator from the second.
Madam Secretary, seeking unanimous consent to introduce two very
special. Hearing no objection, Senator, you may introduce your special guest.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. In the back chamber to my right, I have two very special guests. First is Madison Rybeck, a constituent of mine from Darden Prairie, who is working as an intern in my office this session. Madison is currently attending Westminster College, studying biochemistry. She has an interest in education and public policy and healthcare. In the rear gallery, Matthew Ponder, who currently is attending the University of Missouri in Columbia, seeking his bachelor's degree in nutrition and exercise physiology, also working as an intern in my office this semester. Next year, he will be attending Sandra Day O'Connor Law School at the University of Arizona. I would ask that this body make them feel very welcome.
Will the body please make welcome the very special guest of the Senator from the Second. We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary. The Senate is adjourned according to the rules.